Hi and welcome to What's Next. I'm Thomas Wenström, and today the Pirate Bay announced that they will be acquired by a Swedish company for 60 million Swedish crowns, which is about 7.8 US dollars, I think. And I'd like to welcome Peter Sunde, the spokesperson of the Pirate Bay, to the show.
Thank you. Hi.
So it's around 1 o'clock in Sweden, and you had a crazy morning, I guess?
Yeah, it's been one of those really crazy mornings, but it's not the first one we have with the Pirate Bay, but it's, I think it's one of the most uncommon one. It's something very new for us, all of this.
All right, so let's just backtrack and talk about what happened. So this morning it was announced that you will be acquired by a Swedish company. Can you tell me more about that?
Well, we've been talking to this company for some weeks, and we decided that they probably are quite well fit in order to bring our project to the next level, which we don't feel that we can do ourselves.
And they are called the Global Gaming Factory X?
Yes.
All right. So who are they?
There are some Swedish entrepreneurs, mostly from during the dot-com bubble. They were quite big and worked with all of the fancy companies in Sweden. They've also been working with some voice over IP solutions and working with free advertising and so on globally. But mostly they work with distribution for internet cafes and so on. So it's not really a perfect fit, but I think their values are what makes this something that can actually work.
How?
I think that we've been approached before, but those companies haven't really understood the value of the Pirate Bay, and the value is simply the users and nothing else. Technology isn't ours, there's nothing revolutionary about it. It's only the following and basically nothing else. So if you're interested in buying that, you will actually have to keep that spirit and keep that type of profile up, otherwise you're going to buy something which is going to lose value rapidly.
But to me this sounds, what should I say, crazy from the start, that Pirate Bay is acquired by a listed company. How does that work out?
Well, we think it's funny. That's one of the big reasons why we're doing this, is because basically we have no energy and possibility to go further with the Pirate Bay. So either we just let it be as it has been for 3 years. Many people just hate that we had this ugly design and so on. I think we have a visitor.
Where do I have to go?
Oh, it's the German.
They must have walked out. Okay, so we're actually sitting outside an office space in Malmö, so it's this is something that happens. But anyhow, we decided that it would be super funny to have the Pirate Bay as a listed company in a stock exchange, because we've been criticized for our transparency regarding the ownership and the flow of money within the Pirate Bay, and has been for legal reasons that we couldn't, you know, really have a full disclosure on who's doing what and why and so on.
And you think that will be clearer in the future?
It has to be. There's laws saying that as a listed company you will have to do stuff really clear. And it also gives people the opportunity to not only share files but also share shares with each other. So essentially anyone can become part of the Pirate Bay, which we seem somehow really fitting towards the ideal of the site itself, that it's a site run by the users and not by the administrators.
So would I really be able to buy a share in the Pirate Bay or whatever it will be called in the future?
Yes, you can go today and buy it. So it's the company is listed, and it's just up to you if you want to buy it. They haven't acquired the Pirate Bay yet. A lot of people think that we've already sold, but it actually takes a couple of weeks before they have the ability to buy it.
Okay, so let's just go through the process then. So this was announced today, but must have started quite a while ago.
Well, it's been, I think, maybe 2 months or something like that. I'm not sure exactly. Time has been flowing really rapidly the last few months. And we decided that essentially they are going to release the information that they're interested in buying the Pirate Bay. And they will have to fund it within 4 weeks. Not only the Pirate Bay, but they're also buying Perialism, which is a technology company in Sweden. So they need to get shitloads of money in the company in order to buy this.
And they have 4 weeks to make that happen?
Yes.
And if not?
Then everything reverts back to their owners as it should be. So Pirate Bay will go back to the previous owners. then we'll see what we have to do. We don't know if we can actually do anything if we don't get some real funding for this, because then we're going to die this slow self-death because nothing is evolving and so on.
All right, so you mean that if this does not get through, then sort of the energy is gone for running Pirate Bay in the future?
The perfect thing would be if the users would set up something and buy the Pirate Bay and take some, join us in manufacturing a better site and evolving the technology and so on. But I think that's a really hard thing to solve, and we need people that know how to do that and so on. And that's why this felt like a good solution. The people in the Pirate Bay today are quite, I don't want to say tired, but exhausted of working with this. And it's been quite bad pay, minus 30 million. it takes the energy out of you, and you need to recharge your batteries. And we can't really go on a vacation right now. We can never do that with the Pirate Bay. So that's... I thought this street was a non-driving street. But anyhow, so I think that, yeah, this is the only way to make Pirate Bay work in the future.
I'm a bit curious about how this all started to happen. So who approached who in the beginning, 2 months ago?
They approached us, and we had some meetings and talked a bit, and we thought it was crazy. And thing is, we like crazy people, and we like the underdog, and they seem to have a really big struggle, and that is something we encourage to do. If you have a big struggle, it's not bad. You can do it.
And who are they? Who is backing the company?
I am not sure who the financial backers are. I know somewhat the people they know. We have some mutual friends, and I trust those friends. That's why all of us trust these persons.
I'm sure that a lot of your fans think that this might just go bad, that the new company will screw up and make all that's good about Pirate Bay go away. Well, what do you think about that?
I'm agnostic about it. I think it could be true, could be faulty. Whatever happens, at least something happens, which is the big thing here. I'd rather see the Pirate Bay die in a chance of becoming better than just dying. So it's kind of, we don't have the necessary abilities to keep Pirate Bay evolving, and just keeping it going could be, it could work for a year or two, but then eventually it would die and that wouldn't serve a purpose. So rather fight honorably and have a go at it than just dying by old age without winning the fight.
So the company is going to be acquired for 60 million Swedish crowns. So who is selling and where does the money go? Because I suppose that you can't really accept any money.
No, we decided back in 2006 that we would not have the ability to make some money from the Pirate Bay. So we set up a system where we gave away the Pirate Bay, but could still have some impact on it, essentially. So the deal is that the Pirate Bay can never be sold for money without actually giving that money to some sort of foundation and so on. So the foundation is being set up that will hold the money and actually use it for political reasons, for internet survival and so on.
So, okay, there are many things in here. So in 2006, you let your ownership of Pirate Bay go?
Yeah.
And to whom?
I can't really tell.
Okay.
The idea has always been we like distributed things, and we set up a system where the Pirate Bay itself was distributed. We couldn't actually know where the nodes were. And we've kind of done something similar with the ownership of the Pirate Bay.
All right.
Which makes it both impossible and really uninteresting for me to tell who the owners have been over the past couple of years.
Okay, so and now one of these owners then I suppose is selling Pirate Bay for 60 million.
Yes.
And the money goes into a foundation?
Yes, he has to give the money to a foundation that we require, that we set it up, or our friends will set it up, and we did require him to put the money there. That is the deal that he has to follow, and that is set up already in 2006. We can't change the deal and so on. So,
And what about, okay, so you have a foundation with a lot of money. What will happen to that money? What will you do?
Well, we are not going to run the foundation, which is the interesting part. We'll only be maybe advisories to the board, but the board will have their own choice on whom to give money. But the foundation rules that we've required back in 2006 was that it cannot give money to organizations that is already funded. It can only give it for the benefit of the internet and file sharing and privacy and those sorts of issues.
So you will be able to make use of that money for interesting projects in the future?
Yes, and it will be for unfunded projects otherwise. So I really look forward to seeing some of these projects coming up.
You've been, I mean, we are just a few hours into this, really, but you have already been quite heavily criticized from some of your followers.
Yeah.
That think that you are a sellout, and someone said that now the captain has left the ship.
I even heard that the ship has sunk as well. So.
Oh, yeah. And so what do you think about this?
I think that I can understand their feelings quite easily, and I hope there was something I could do to make them feel better. But we need to do something. That is a really big fact, and we've been fighting for 5 years. At least, maybe more, 6 years without pay, pushing all of our time and effort into this, putting, you know, file sharing on the agenda, getting political parties started, essentially, not us, but that is what happened, and we've been making all the big parties all over the world talk about the file sharing issues and making people aware of this, and we've done a tremendous job, and I'm very proud of that, and we are not going to stop. It's just that we need to be able to take some breathing time, and this is the only option that we could find that would allow that, actually. So, well, if they see it as a sellout, so be it. They can see us as that, but I know deep in my gut, I know that I've been doing the right things all along, and history will show, you know.
What about the ongoing trial? Or no, it's not ongoing. The first round is finished, so to say, and you now owe 30 million Swedish crowns. Does that in any way affect the money you receive, and can they touch that money?
No, they can't touch the money, you know, so they can't demand that someone else gives away their money for what we have supposedly done. So that has nothing to do with this cell whatsoever. We fixed that already in 2006.
So what happens next now? So in 4 weeks we will know whether this will go through or not.
Yes.
And so what will happen to Pirate Bay after that? Do you know?
There are some certain things set up in the contracts with Global Gaming. So they cannot do whatever to the site, which is one of the reasons I'm quite confident that it will be a good strategy. I can't reveal all of those, of course, because they're under a non-disclosure agreement. But I'm very confident that they understand that if you change the site too much, you will lose all of the value. And that is the best insurance you can have.
Thanks a lot, Peter Sunder, for taking the time.
It's no problem.
You are listening to What's Next. I am Thomas Wenström. Bye.